Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I am on the line with Larry Quinn. Larry, as the world heard last week, the Pegulas are looking to sell a minority stake of the Buffalo Bills. In your professional opinion, why do you think they are looking to sell some shares right now?
Well, they're facing a lot of expense with the stadium. And, there seems to be a pattern in the NFL where people buy a minority interest for whatever reason, they might be doing it. Miami's got a number of them. We just recently saw Tom Brady exploring buying a minority interest in the Raiders. The valuations are so high. I don't know this for sure, but they're probably, a lot of tax shelter opportunities that come with building the stadium. So it makes a lot of sense, I think, from them to raise some cash.
The new Bills stadium is certainly something I would think people would point to for a main reason for considering to sell a share of the Bills. But do you think there are more reasons behind their decision?
When all said and done, it's a way to get cash out of an asset that is not very, it's a good way to create cash. However, whatever reason you might want to do it, it makes sense to me, because there's many things you can do with cash. So I wouldn't think of this as being anything sinister or troublesome or anything. I think it's just normal.
Is selling a minority share for fundraising for a stadium or ice arena happen often in sports?
It seems to be happening more in the NFL. I mean, as an investment, I would never buy a minority share in anything like that. But, for the minority investor, there's certainly a vanity aspect of it. And again, in Miami, I think it's Gloria Estefan owns a part of the Miami Dolphins, and it's, I think, her community, so she can get involved. There are probably some decent tax losses involved with building the stadium that I think maybe a minority investor would benefit from. So it's not, from an economic point of view, I don't think it's the greatest investment one could make. But there's a lot of reason people make investments, so who knows?
What could a potential buyer for this minority interest look like, and would they have any type of voice in the decision-making processes for the franchise?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on the offering. I would tend to doubt it. I'm sure Tom Brady, if he buys into the Raiders, might insist on that, but I would think that, I couldn't imagine Terry giving anybody any real control over it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.